Yeah, Neville here. It's Friday, September the 11th, 2009. And I was just reading the revised terms of service that Twitter has published late yesterday, I guess, overnight anyway. And some of the blog commentary I'm seeing about the fact that these now leave the door open for advertising and things like that that people might want to do, even though Twitter says they've got nothing to announce. No surprise, they've been saying that before. A lot of speculation, so what it might mean. So I think it's likely then you're going to see advertising. So it's kind of interesting. But that's not what caught my eye to record these few words. And what's interesting to me, Twitter is an American company, and a lot of American companies do this, and it's often struck me as a bit of an oxymoron, the description. So in the paragraph entitled Twitter Rights, it talks about copyright and trademark, and how these rights are protected. And the wording says, the services are protected by copyright, trademark, and other laws of both the United States and foreign countries. And that's the bit that often strikes me with American software companies, this wording, the United States and foreign countries. Is there any other kind of country in this context? If you're talking about your own country and another country, surely it's obviously a foreign country, so why not say other countries rather than make that kind of distinction, which I don't think is very helpful to really reinforce the separateness of the United States from other countries. It would be the same if I said laws of the United Kingdom and foreign countries. I don't think we tend to say it like that here. I think we say other. So, you know, under the laws of both the United States and other countries, to me, it makes far better gentle sense than the rather stark use of the word foreign. So is it just me splitting hairs and focusing on something that's not important and doesn't really matter, or what? What do you think of that? It just strikes me as, I don't know, not the best way of saying it anyway.